Blog Talk Radio.
Clap your hands for your people. Shout to the Lord with a voice of God. Yeah.
Hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned.
Your host has joined.
Or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago
conference muted
were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny, like a great angelic choir song. I can almost hear their voice.
It wasn't always this way. I mean, my dad could even pray in school. Of course, they took that away from him, and then it became incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And after that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. And take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fatherless.
Thank you for the promise, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. What?
by faith alone, sight unknown, and yet his eyes were watching me. The anchor holds, though the ship is battered. The anchor holds, though the sails are torn. Well, I have fallen. I face the raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm. I've had vision. I've even held them in my hands, but I never knew those dreams could slip right through like they were only gray.
I'm not give the Lord a hand? How many of you have been through the storms of life?
Hallelujah. How many of us desire the presence of God in our lives? Let me see your hands. Come on, wave to Jesus. Wave to Jesus. You want the glory of God to descend on your life? Wave to Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, we ask that as we worship you, you descend and give us your power.
on, worship him tonight. Let your worship rise up to Yeshua. Come on. Bless the name of Jehovah. He has done marvelous things in our lives. The God who never ceases to amaze us. Jesus, we are here tonight.
Yes, and gentlemen, he is a man of one wife, a man of integrity from the northern part of Nigeria, who has a lot of awards, both far and wide, This person is a husband, a teacher, a pastor, a father. He lived daily to express whom God is to him and to his generation. Please put your hands together for my brother, your brother, the host of this program, with a standing ovation, ladies and gentlemen, and with a misbehaving ovation, let me welcome my brother, your brother, my mentor, your mentor, in the presence of I.B. Taylor!
Hallelujah. 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 Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace and mercy from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Holy Spirit, we welcome you in our midst this morning. Holy Spirit, we thank you for your presence, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, we love you. Holy Spirit, we adore you. Holy Spirit, we say thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We honor you, Spirit of the living God. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness. You are worthy, O God, of praises and honor and glory. Hallelujah. There is no one like you, Jesus. Spirit of the living God, release your breath upon us this morning. Spirit of the living God, release your breath. We need the breath of God. Hallelujah. Resting upon us this morning. Holy Spirit, release your breath in our atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, we need you. We need you. We need you. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, hallelujah, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Holy Spirit, we ask you this morning to empty us of ourselves. Empty us of ourselves, those things that are holding us back from coming into full communion with the Father, the Son, and you, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we pray that you burn everything in us that is not of Almighty God, that is not holy. Uproot those things in our lives that are holding us back in the name of Jesus. Separate us, Holy Ghost, from anything that keeping us from going forward in our destiny in the name of Jesus. Any hindrances in our lives, remove it, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Sometimes we can be our own hindrances. So, Holy Spirit, we surrender to you. Have your way. Take things, burn those things in our lives that is not holy, that's not righteous, that's holding us back from fulfilling our divine purpose and destiny in the name of Jesus, that's causing us to be stagnant. We surrender to you in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, our comforter, our teacher, our guide, we thank you. We bless you, Spirit of the living God. We know that we cannot do a service without you. Release your blessings, your glory this morning, Holy Ghost. We thank you for the morning glory service. Jesus, you are the morning glory. And so, Jesus, we receive you in our midst in the name of the Masandiriako. You are I am that I am. You are I am. Release your anointing in your name. I am. Let your anointing rest upon each and every one of us. Release the anointing in the name. I am. Hallelujah. Release your anointing and your power. And it's in the name of I am, in the name of Jesus. Release it in this atmosphere, in the name of Jesus. Gloria Master Deria, Goya Master. We partake of the anointing in your name, I am, and of your power. Haroma Sandaria Kaya Se. Oh, charge our atmosphere in our homes, in our jobs, wherever we are. Holy Spirit, charge the atmosphere. Hallelujah. Release the anointing in the name I am. Release your anointing. Release your power. Release your glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Awesome God, mighty God, how great you are. So Holy Spirit, we reference you. We bow down before you. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Spirit of the living God, we come to you. We choose to walk in obedience as these are your requirements for receiving your abiding presence. You flow freely when we live in love and unity with others, when we seek to build others up. We choose to be diligent, Holy Spirit, to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, you drew us unto salvation. You grant us intimacy with God. You help us. You make us a temple of Almighty God. Our bodies are a temple of you, of the Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, we seek all your works in our lives. Please indwell us, fill us, flow out from us, and pour yourself out upon us. We consciously welcome you into our hearts and at the point of our salvation. We was baptized by you at a point of time. We yielded our outer faculties from self-control to your control, and ask for and sought your empowering. You renew us each and every morning. Your daily filling requires a constant yielding of our hearts and soul to you, which we choose to do. We desire for you to flow out through us. Empower us from within. We desire for you to flow through us. Empower us from within. We desire that you be poured out upon us through your various workings. Give us victory over sin as well as victory over sickness and disease and the enemy. Truly, Spirit will not grieve you, will not grieve you through our words, through grumbling, careless words, angry or unbelieving words. This causes you to fight against us and opens the door for evil spirits to enter. They produce conflicts between others and us, as well as fear, deception, enticement, and false rumors. We will only love and speak words edified for the need of the moment. We choose to believe in your inner working power in our lives. We will not speak against you or disregard you. Holy Spirit, you are welcome in our midst. We will make pray, anointed worship. Hallelujah. To provide an inviting resting place for you to dwell. We abide in you and you abide in us. We are careful to walk in unity with others in the body of Christ as you flow where there is unity. Holy Spirit, we will not grieve you. Holy Spirit, we see you. You are the dove that rested upon Jesus. You are the wind that blows. You are the breath of life within us. You are the river that flows through our hearts. You are the fire of God that rests upon our heads and that purifies us. You are the light that shines in our minds, anointing our reasoning. You are the oil of blessing that is poured out upon us. You are the cloud of glory that descends from heaven. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can see you. Holy Spirit, show us things. You disclose the Father to us as we listen to your voice and lay a tune to your thoughts, pictures, and emotions. You grant us visions of heaven and draw us into dialogues with angels. You grant us dreams and the ability to interpret them. When we ask you to show us things, your picture lights upon the eyes of our hearts, and we find ourselves seeing those things you have chosen to reveal to us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for the effortlessness through which your revelation comes to us. Holy Spirit, come and show us things. Spirit, give us your thoughts. We will let you illuminate our mind with revelation through within your thoughts. We will turn away from our own calculated reasoning. We'll fix our eyes upon you and tune to your indwelling, flowing river. We sense your words as within your thoughts, which light up our hearts and minds as we are in your presence. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that we can hear you. Holy Spirit, tell us what is on the heart of God. You encourage us to hear the voice of the Father. He reveals the depths of his wisdom to you, and you then speak it into our spirit. So we are taught by you, Holy Spirit. We pray continuously for a flow of divine revelation from you. Holy Spirit, you make us wise and understanding. You grant us words of wisdom and knowledge. Holy Spirit, fill us with your will, wisdom, and understanding. Holy Spirit, come. Feel you. We feel your presence, your likeness, and your peace when we are in your will. We sense unrest when we are not in your will. Holy Spirit, we desire to follow the leading of your peace, to be in your will, and to always feel you. Holy Spirit, you release it within us God's emotions. We rejoice in you, Holy Spirit. You comfort us. You fill our hearts with joyful melodies, singing and laughter. You give us a reverence towards God and hatred towards the things he hates. You give us God's compassion towards the lost and the hurting. You give us an inner desire to obey the laws of God, to be obedient. Your presence within us is the down payment of what we will receive, we shall experience in heaven. Holy Spirit, let us feel God's holy emotions. Holy Spirit, you guide us. You give us knowledge to know the future. You tell us what to do. You direct, you warn us of wrong paths and danger ahead. Holy Spirit, lead us, we pray. Holy Spirit, lead us. Holy Spirit, you anoint our tongues. Give us words to speak when we stand before others. Holy Spirit, anoint our tongue, Holy Spirit. Put God's anointed words on our tongue all the time, especially in difficult situations. Grant us the ability to prophesy, to speak, and to sing in tongues, and to speak with a tongue and boldness that comes directly from you. Holy Spirit, give us that power and the boldness to speak and preach your word in and out of season. Holy Spirit, when we pray in tongues, the mind of God, Holy Spirit, anoint our tongues. Holy Spirit, anoint our minds. You anoint our mind. We have the mind of Christ, so we worship in spirit and put no covenants in the flesh. You anoint us with divine flow of thoughts as we yield our minds to you. You anoint our reasoning, allow us to reason along with the Almighty God. We choose to yield our mental faculties to you, Holy Spirit, and we allow the flow of your thoughts, your pictures to guide our reasoning process rather than us guiding our reasoning process. For apart from you, we are nothing, but with you, we are all things. We shall meditate in our hearts Holy Spirit, come, anoint our minds. Spirit, you anoint our hearts. You stir up our hearts and impress us to do things. You bring things to our remembrance. You lead us each step we take. Come, Holy Spirit, anoint our hearts. Holy Spirit, you anoint our hands. You anoint our hands with your power to heal the sick and to cast out demons. You anoint our hands with skill in all kinds of craftsmanship. When we yield our hands to you and ask for and receive your flow and your anointing, we are amazed at what our hands can do. We can feel your power and heat energy twinkling in our hands. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come anoint our hands. Holy Spirit, you make us creative. You give us with divine creativity. You make all of our words life-giving. Holy Spirit, we yield to your creativity. Holy Spirit, you release your personality to us. You radiate your attributes to flow through our hearts. There is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, as long as we live tuned to you. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you release in us the power to be holy. We are not adequate in ourselves. Our only adequacy is through the working of you, Holy Spirit. You make us strong. We are confident of your power within us rather than our own strength. We realize our whole life comes about as a result of your working. When we are weak, we ask you to meet us, and you do, transforming our weakness to strength. Holy Spirit, we put all our confidence in you and not in ourselves. We keep our attention fixed on you, Holy Spirit, and your life in and through us. We worship in spirit and put no confidence in the flesh. You cut evil, sickness, and pain out of our hearts and give us a new heart and a new spirit. Holy Spirit, be the Holy One within us. Holy Spirit, you release the power of God to us. You make us bold, powerful, just, and courageous. You cause us to act with your power and authority. You manifest yourself through the gift of faith, gifts of healing, the ability to do creative miracles and to discern the presence of evil spirits and to cast them out as your power is displayed. Your kingdom come forth in that place. We expect to walk in your supernatural power and give. Holy Spirit, empower us, we pray. Holy Spirit, let your words flow through us in anointed preaching. We tune to your flow as we prepare and as we preach and teach. We speak that which you are speaking and not our own words. When we do this, what we say is authenticated by your divine power. Holy Spirit, come, anoint our words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate this preaching with your power. You do not want our preaching to be in word only, but a demonstration of your power. You authenticate the preaching of your words with signs, wonders, such as demons, healing the sick, setting free those who are oppressed by the devil. We do these miracles by hearing what you're saying and then stepping out in faith and acting in obedience to your words. Holy Spirit, come, authenticate the release of your words. Holy Spirit, you sanctify us for our life works. You commission us. You watch over our life missions and guide and empower us to complete our life's destiny. You bless us and our descendants. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, you take us away. You carry us to places and show us things. You grant us access before the throne of Almighty God. You let us see the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. You let us see cities and peoples and needs that are great distances from where we are. You are not bound by time and space. And when we are in you, now that we are, we choose to live, seeing, hearing, and sensing you, Holy Spirit. You are our lifeline. Your ways are better than our ways. Your thoughts are better than our thoughts. Your wisdom is better than our wisdom. And your power is far greater than ours. Thus we say, come, Holy Spirit. Again we say, come. Hallelujah. Come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask you for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of sin, of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy, O God. Hallelujah. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our spouses, our siblings, our nieces, and our nephews. Have mercy, O God, upon us in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus wash us and cleanse us. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We thank you for the redeeming blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We soak our spirit, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the precious blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Oh, God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh, God, for healing us through the precious blood of Jesus. For salvation comes through the blood of Jesus. We thank you, oh, God, because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Almighty God, we thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for reconciling us back to the Father through the blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. In the name of Jesus, we put the armor on each and every one of us. Armor on our children, our grandchildren, our spouses, on ourselves. Oh God, and those that are connected to us, on each and every one, under the sound of my voice, those that are listening now, and those that will listen at another time. Put the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, O God, be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the mighty name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us, O God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your bidding in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let your perfect will be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you. We bless your name. Hallelujah. You make your ministers a flaming fire, Almighty God. Make us your flaming fire, Almighty God. Show us, lead us, direct us. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. Oh, Father, we bless your holy name. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. We bless you, O God. Hallelujah. 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 Korea Masateria, Korea Masateria, Korea Masateria Kayase. Hallelujah. We bless you. We thank you. We praise you, Almighty God. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Braboyu from I Am and I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. And we bless God and for each and every one this morning in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of thanksgiving. And we just want to say, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you. We are grateful to you, Almighty God. Holy Spirit, once again, you are welcome within our midst. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless your name. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. We are on the lesson of the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And this morning we are looking at the symbols or emblems given to the Holy Spirit. Symbols and emblems given to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at the first one. One of the symbols, the emblems given is a river. A river. Hallelujah. And we can look at John 7. John 7, 38 to 39. Please write that down. John 7, 38 to 39. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. So let's read it. 7:38 to 39 says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this speck he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. So the one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, is a river. Out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. And another symbol of the Holy Spirit is the fire. And let's look at Isaiah 4:4. Another symbol, emblem of the Holy Spirit is the fire. Isaiah 4:4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior. Hallelujah. So we look at the Holy Spirit as the fire. Isaiah 4:4. It says, when the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment and by the spirit of burning. So one of the emblems of the Holy Spirit, fire, is fire. And then we know that one of the other emblems, tongues as a fire. So let's look at tongues as a fire. It's in the book of Acts 2, when the Holy Spirit came upon the disciples in the upper room, when they were in the upper room along with Jesus' mother and brother and sister. It says in Acts, tongues as of fire, Acts 2, 3 to 4, and there appear unto them cloven tongues like as of fire that sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So the Holy Spirit, he gave us tongues what? As of fire when they received the Holy Spirit. Cloven tongues like a fire sat upon each of them. So one of the emblems, tongues as a fire. One of the emblems of the Holy Spirit is a wind. John 3:8. Let's look at John 3:8. John, the book of John, chapter 3 and verse 8. Book of John 3:8, it says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. One of the emblems is as the wind. Hallelujah. And then let's look at the Holy Spirit as God's radiant glory. And then we can look at 2 Corinthians 3:8 as God's radiant glory. 2 Corinthians 3:8. Let's look for that second. 2 Corinthians 3:8. Hallelujah. The 2 Corinthians 3:8 is God's radiant glory. I love that. God's radiant glory. How shall not the ministration of the Spirit be rather glorious? Hallelujah. And then God's radiance, glory, again, let's look at verse 18. It says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass, the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. So that's one of the emblems, God's radiance, glory, 2 Corinthians 3:8, and then verse 18. And then we can look at 1 Peter 4:14. 1 Peter 4:14. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Peter 4:14. Hallelujah. Let's read that verse in the name of Jesus. First, as God's radiant glory, we see here, it says, if ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy I am ye, for the Spirit of glory of God rested upon you. On their part, he is evil spoken on, but on your part, he is glorified. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God rested upon you on their part. He is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. So one of the symbols is God's radiant glory. Then one of the symbols again and the emblems of the Holy Spirit, he comes as an illuminator. 1 Corinthians 2:10. One of the emblems, he comes as an illuminator. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians 10. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:10. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians 2:10 says, he comes as an illuminator, but I'm giving you the scriptures. These are the symbols or emblems given to the Holy Spirit. So 1 Corinthians 2:10 said, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:10, and let's go to 11. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man, which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God illuminates. Ephesians 1:17. Let's look. He comes, one of the symbols, he is the illuminator. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1:17. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1. So let's look at verse 17. Ephesians 1:17 says, "And the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him." So we're looking at him as the illuminator. And actually, what these are, especially this scripture, or it's a scripture that I use most of the time in my private time, even sometimes on the prayer line or in prayer meetings. If you want to have a greater understanding of the Holy Scriptures, you usually I would read Ephesians 1:17-23, and when I read it, you begin to look deeper and see deeper into the scriptures. So the Holy Spirit is one of the symbols, is the illuminator. So let's look at one of the other symbols, a descended cloud of glory, Numbers 11:25. A descended cloud of glory, that one of the symbols, Numbers 11:25. I'm taking time to read it so you can receive what the Lord is teaching us this morning. And if you have been, I hope you do. You can write it down. The Holy Spirit, one of the symbols given to the Holy Spirit, a descendant cloud of glory. So we're going to look at Numbers. Okay, I had the wrong one. 11:25. Hallelujah. So when I look at Numbers 11:25, it says, hallelujah. Thank you. "And the Lord came down in a cloud and spake unto him, and took off the spirit that was upon him, and gave it unto 70 elders. And it came to pass that when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied and did not cease." Numbers 11:25, a descendant cloud of glory, one of the symbols. And then we can look at 2 Chronicles 5:14. It comes under the same category, a descendant cloud of glory. Hallelujah. So we look at 2 Chronicles 5:14. I hope you're writing that down, please. And then if you need the notes, I can always send it to you if you let me know you need it. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 5:14, one of the symbols, again, a descendant cloud of glory. I gave you Numbers 11:25. Now I am giving you 2 Chronicles 5:14. So the priest could not stand to minister by the reason of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord, the house of God. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord, of the cloud, the glory cloud. Hallelujah. And now we're going to look at the Holy Spirit. One of the symbols is as a poured out blessing. Pour out blessing and oil of blessing poured out. We're going to look at 1 Samuel 16:13. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 16:13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, thank you. Hallelujah. Oil of blessing pour out. 1 Samuel 16:13. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. When you look at 16:13, it says, then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Hallelujah. Oil of blessing poured out. And then let's look at one of my favorite scriptures, Psalm 133. Hallelujah. 1 to 3. Psalm 133. 1 to 3. Hallelujah. 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 Ramasandiriakum. When we look at Psalm 133, 1 to 3, behold how good and how pleasant, brethren, to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran upon the beard, even Aaron's beard that went down to the skirts of his garments, as the dew of Hermon, as the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. So we see that the oil of blessing poured out, and that's why it's good for us to be in unity and oneness. This is the time when you're in one mind, unity and oneness in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. You see blessings, then that's when the Lord commands a blessing, the Holy Spirit. The blessing is what oil of blessing poured out. And then we got a poured out blessing, Isaiah. I think I read that before, but I'll go over it again. Isaiah 44, 3 to 4. Isaiah 44, 3 to 4. Hallelujah. No, I don't think I read that. Isaiah 44, okay? This is a poured out blessing. 3, verses 3 and 4 says, for I will pour water upon him that is thirsty and floods from the dry land. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willow by the water courses. This is Isaiah 44, verses 3 to 4, a poured out blessing. A poured out blessing. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and floods upon the dry ground. I will pour my spirit upon thy seed, and my blessing upon thy offspring. And then verse 4 says, and they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the water courses. A poured out blessing. Now, this is the one we all love. A God. The Spirit of God descended, and that's one of the emblems we use, or I use that emblem on my magazine. I use the emblem of the dove all the time. Hallelujah. And let's look at Mark 1, verse 10. Mark 1, verse 10. Hallelujah. We bless God. Hallelujah. Mark 1, I'm sorry. Verse 10 says, I pray that too all the time. And straight away, coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens open and the Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Mark 1:10. Spirit like a dove descending upon him. Mark 1:10. So I've given you the symbols that I have so far. We have a river, a port of blessing, oil of blessing poured out, the fire, the illuminator, the wind, the tongues of fire, a dove, God's radiant glory, a descended cloud of glory. These are the symbols or emblems of the given to the Holy Spirit. A river, John 7:38-39. A poured out blessing, Isaiah 44, 3 to 4. And oil of blessing poured out, 1 Samuel. Fire, Isaiah 4:4. The illuminator, 1 Corinthians 2:10-11. Ephesians 1:17. Wind, John 3:8, tongues as of fire, Acts 2:3-4, a dove, Mark 1:10, God's radiant glory, 2 Corinthians 3:8 and verse 18, 1 Peter 4:14, a descendant cloud of glory, Numbers 11:25, 2 Corinthians 5:14. These are symbols and emblems given to the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, O God, for Spirit moving in our midst and teaching us the emblems and symbols and giving us scriptures this morning, O God, in the name of Jesus. Even this ministry, O God, we thank you that even when Moses saw that burning bush, hallelujah, the Spirit of God was a fire. And so, Father God, we pray, O God, that out of our bellies will flow rivers of living water. We pray that the Holy Spirit will illuminate our minds, our thoughts, illuminate the words of the Bible, illuminate, show us, lead us, make things open and brighter to us in the name of Jesus. We pray that the Holy Spirit will pour out of his blessings upon us. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, that you are the glory cloud. We pray, Holy Spirit, that the glory cloud will rest upon each and every one of us through this day. A pillar of fire by night and a pillar of cloud by day. Let the Spirit of God rest upon us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Holy Spirit, descend upon us as a dove of lightning. And lead us into God's holy and ancient paths of truth and righteousness. A dove, gentle Holy Spirit, speak to us in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we thank you for teaching us and leading us and guiding us. Oh, Spirit of the living God, we bless your name in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, thank you, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. We're on the third day of our fast. For those of you that's fasting with us, hallelujah. This week we are doing Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. And I give you Psalm 145 and verse 103. And you can meditate on Psalm 145 and 103, but I'm going to read this and I'll close. Verse 145 says, I will extol thee, my God, O King. I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah. His greatness is unsearchable. Hallelujah. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty acts. We will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous works. And men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and we will declare thy greatness. We shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. For thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy sins shall bless thee. They shall speak of the glory of thy kingdom and talk of thy power. To make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Thy kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and thy dominion endureth throughout all generations. The Lord upholdeth all that fall and raises up all those that be bowed down. Hallelujah. 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 Raise up all those that be bowed down. The eyes of all wait upon thee, and thou givest them their meat in due season. Thou openest thy hand and satisfies the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and holy in all his works. The Lord is nigh unto all them that call upon him. To all that call upon him in truth, he will fulfill the desire of them that fear him. He will also hear their cry and will save them. The Lord preserveth all them that love him, but all the wicked will he destroy. Our mouth will speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless his holy name forever. Hallelujah. Psalm 145, I just read, and we're going to look at Psalm 103. Hallelujah. These are the scriptures to meditate upon this week. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfy thy mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. Hallelujah. He made known his ways to Moses and his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenty of in mercy. He will not always shine, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dwelt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions for us. Like as the father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as a grass, as the flower of the field. So he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone. And the fish thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye minister of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. In Jesus' name, amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever, in Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of his Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. Those of you that are fasting, remember to meditate on Psalm 145 and 103 and pray throughout, thanking God for what he's done for you and what he's doing in your life and in the life of your loved ones. In everything, give thanks. But it is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. That's why we started with thanksgiving and praises and honor to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'll meet you back at 3 p.m. to take the Holy Communion and to break the fast. God bless you. We love you.